You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show.
XO. He was calling me, he was hitting me up like, yo, man, all right, man, let's link up, man, because I was killing XO. Sorry.
All right, thank you for tuning in. We are here doing another AfterBuzz TV show for Love and Hip Hop. Bing is for doing. I actually messed that up, y'all. Oh, my God. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another episode for AfterBuzz TV for Love and Hip Hop.
You just try to come from my
And always about the dollars.
Maduri.
Now, we first left off with Jen the Pen saying her little white comment, which was kind of on the edge. But now we pick up with Rich and Erica going over that song, the ballad. That ballad. What do we think? What we think about that conversation, though?
With the ballad?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that was perfect for her to come out with? I mean, I know we went over this ever. It's always good to refresh.
Well, we heard the song with some friends, and I'm just going to say that she needs to stay away from the music career. She should be a video girl. That would be cute, but no.
It's Erica Mena, though.
The song
It's Rich Dottas and Erica Mena. Don't you think...
Rich Dollars is like, he's not a real manager if he's trying to find some model chick to be an artist. If he knows anything about music, you can't just go get a model chick to be an artist.
And I'm sorry, I don't even mean to cut you off, but I totally jumped off. You caught me off guard because we was going into it. But I am Mikey 3000 Watts, your host. Tonight we got with me in the studio DJ Jesse Janity.
Chill.
What's going on?
Chilling.
And of course, the always lovely and beautiful Ashita Henri.
Yes, thank you. Hello.
How you doing,
hello,
baby
hello,
girl?
Hello.
Very
good.
Lovely.
I'm good. Thank you.
Very lovely. And in the studio, we have a guest from Love & Hip Hop.
Super special guest.
From Black Wall Street, an amazing rapper, CPO, XO of Love & Hip Hop. What's
Scipio.
Going on?
It's Scipio, brother.
Oh, Scipio. There you go.
AKA Scipio. Lil Baby Jesus.
AKA Lil Baby. Can you tell us where Lil Baby Jesus came from?
Lil Baby Jesus, you know, I had a dream, and then when I woke up, I had a Lil Baby Jesus written on my heart. And I was like, it must be meant to be, so call me Little Baby Jesus.
Wait, right, when you woke up from your dream, you had this written on your heart?
Yeah. It was crazy.
Okay, all right. Okay, so, actually...
The Messiah.
I mean,
I was drunk, though.
Oh, at least it said that, and it didn't have anything else.
maybe they were talking about...
Right.
Uh-oh.
She could have been.
So, I mean, you do music. What do you think about Erica Mena and her attempt at doing music?
All I'm saying is you can't, it's a billion, we're in LA, and anybody that's here knows there's a billion beautiful women in LA. You can't take these beautiful women and put them in music. You're gonna spin your wheels, you're gonna spend too much money in the studio trying to make this person that is tone deaf, trying to make this person that does not want to stay up all night and make this music, mm-hmm. that has no doesn't know notes or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
try into a star.
Forget what Erica Mena thinks. What do you think as far as... Because, I mean, Rich Dollars, he's been in the...
What's going through Rich Dollars head? Because we obviously know the music is garbage. What do you think is like going through his brother's
head? Rich Dollars is a gimmick. He's a gimmick. And my personal take on that is he's friends with somebody that's on this show, that's running the show. I don't know who. That's just a guess for me, but I mean,
you have more insight than a lot of us do. I mean, you know somebody that actually was participated in the first two seasons. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know the producer.
Yeah. Okay. See.
So would you say that
I'm saying is Rich Dollars? Come on, Rich Dollars, man. For real, you giving music a bad rap. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, mm-hmm. as far as managers.
Right, right.
Let the real managers do what they do. Don't come on Love and Hip Hop to get some shine. And you're not even a real manager. Stop trying to manage this model, man.
It was obvious he's not a real manager because he's been working, and he stated this, with Erica without a contract. And so he was like, I'm ready for you to... I want
well,
a piece of
the contract was the pussy that he's getting from her. That was the initial contract. And now he wants it written down on paper because... I'm not going to lie. I mean, the song is trash, but we heard her sing last season, and what they did with it... I was surprised. I mean, the whole thing sounds auto-tuned, but I mean, I really was surprised by what that whoever produced that was. Congratulations,
but, I mean,
you must work for Britney Spears.
Let
or something.
Me play devil's advocate here. Can he really make money off of?
No.
If you know what he needs to do to make money off of her, become a pimp.
I was just gonna say that because the first thing he said, if you want money, what did he say? He said you need to start hosting club gigs. Really? You gonna make her host club gigs?
No, don't.
How
host
about perform at clubs if you really are trying to push her as an artist?
Put her on sugardaddy.com with some ass shots, and he's gonna make money.
But there's a lot of artists that do not know how to sing.
Name one that sings as bad as her. That is like popping.
J-Lo.
Oh, no, J-Lo can at least carry more
of a tune. Well, he called her the baby J-Lo.
J-Lo can at least carry a little bit more of a tune than Erica Mena, though.
He called her the baby J-Lo.
What about Britney Spears?
Has a much more unique voice and tone.
No. Let me say this. In the lane,
though, it's like...
She can't, I know, but she couldn't sing, and she rose to the...
She won Star Search.
Why? Did you call me...
Yes, girl. Don't call me a bitch. Girl, you're coming at Britney.
Slap that nigga.
Okay, so we gonna fight on here on AfterBuzz.
We just messing this whole time.
They gonna bring the blackness out on me on here.
It been supposed to come out, bro.
But how many bitches are you going to let him call you? You need to slap him now.
I need to slap him now.
Yeah. You're doing too much, baby Jesus.
Don't let him call you no more bitches.
He's not.
Not even a half a bitch.
Yeah, that's okay.
If he starts calling you bi.
Okay, so.
It's going to be.
Obviously, this show is pumped up today. I'm loving it, too. Now, loving hip hop, I love how they give the dynamic of putting somebody that's a nobody into something where they feel like they're somebody.
Bumps.
And that comes, I mean, I guess with the show. I mean, L'Oreal.
Who's that? That's the little rapper chick?
Yeah.
Angela Yee.
With them struggle raps. The struggle raps. Because
I'm sorry not to cut you off, but at this point you have to start looking. Me being in music, I start looking like, okay, this is not music. To me, this is not Love and Hip Hop. This is entertainment and love.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Love and entertainment. When I see rappers like that, they get shots. Because this look at the stage. Millions of people are seeing you, but your talent is not it.
Exactly.
I go get some people in the hood right now. It's a bunch of artists that deserve a look like that that will help propel them.
Right. But you know what? For me, the hip-hop industry is always a struggle, and for different reasons, several reasons, and it's everybody wants to be... First, everybody wants to be a star. I mean, that's a common dream from when you're a kid. When people see hip-hop, yeah, it's easy to rap. It's easy to put words together, but are you that entertainer? And I feel like they find people that want to be that but aren't of the caliber of entertainer like... I'm sorry, Britney Spears, even though I don't like Britney Spears.
Yeah, but
Spears,
these people, they're not going to ever get somebody of
Nicki
that caliber
Minaj.
To do Love and Hip Hop because it's a, no shade, but it's a trash TV show. So, okay, you have L'Oreal, who I can say I've heard L'Oreal before this show.
I have heard of L'Oreal before.
I don't think she's amazing, but could you put her on the show? Yeah, I think she couldn't be put on the show because she is trying to do her thing. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's good, but neither is Erica Mena.
I mean, she's trying to do her thing, but what... I don't know. I just think it's a majority of it is like relationships.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
because there's so many other people that deserve that look.
Well, we get a chance to finally see Winter again. It feels like she comes and goes. I don't even know she's part of the cast. It's weird. But she says some pretty, pretty useful information. She gives us some useful information about Angela Yee, about how her career is stagnant, about, you know, why are you not on a radio? Why is Angela Yee your manager? Why is this going on? She's not doing nothing for you.
But Angela Lee, and you don't get it misconstrued. Just because Angela Yee is on the radio doesn't mean that she can take her artist and put her there.
Yep.
That's a conflict of interest to even put that on Angela Yee. For one, even if she had, even if she had the actual record,
this
like
is
the,
where
right, the correct song, the right song that could pop her off. You can't just put her on the radio.
I agree with you at some point, but it's like, if you have that connection and you're in the radio and you have a morning show and you know the people and you know the industry executives that are on that radio show, you can at least present something. Yeah, it might fail or flop, but at least try.
But no. this is what you can do. If you have the right record, you can okay. If people at your job, your bosses, see you trying to make moves with an artist, you know what I'm saying? Like really forcing it too much. It's an honor and a privilege to work at the hottest number one hip hop and R&B radio station in the world, Hot 97. Mm-hmm. She don't want to lose her job, and she's very replaceable.
Then wait, don't manage that artist.
She's powerful. Because
that means her material is garbage.
What you do is power Angela Yee and the Lori L, right?
Right.
What you do is Angela Yee, you start her off at a lower apprentice level, run her through the Chitlin circuit, let her get her weight up. Let her get her Twitter followers up.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then Hot 97, then she can present her after she has a story. But look at her.
My thing is, if I was a manager, who's going to manage a garbage artist? Why even waste your time?
I mean, Trinidad James is all over the radio, right. So.
You can't judge it based on that. First of all, Angela Yee is lucky to be on Power 105, first of all. That's the Breakfast Club is huge right now. And so...
I'm sorry. It's Power 105. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But she's struggling. Like she said, she's struggling herself to make herself popping. Like right now, you got DJ Envy, who is about to be on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
DJ Envy.
Then you got Charlamagne Tha God. These two, they make the show. Angela Yee came in, and she's just kind of... She used to do lip service. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
And she, you know, that show was popping, but now she doesn't know how to really integrate her... personality on this show. So she's still working on herself. So to take an artist that needs a lot of work, like maybe if Rich Dollaz or, you know what I mean, or Consequence sat down and talked to them, I don't know. But
and here's Devil's Advocate.
What does Angela Yee know as you really stated about? Before.
You know, Angela Yee also manages J Electronica, as they stated on the show.
And
successful.
He's great and he's very talented, but he ain't where Trinidad James is.
Thank you. And he personally, I think I don't know the insides, but J Electronica, right? I think he had a huge opportunity when he had the buzz around him when Jay signed him.
Yep.
But if you remember, there was something on where Jay introduced him. Like it was an exclusive black tie event where Jay-Z introduced him. And this nigga stunk it up.
Yeah.
On video.
No, I don't think I saw that one. But I know what period of time you're talking about. And was she managing him through his whole career? No, at that moment she wasn't.
And if you're signed to Roc Nation, why do you want Angela Yee? Why do you want her to manage him?
But I did think it was real when she said when she was talking about, I can't just get you that. You know, it goes through a whole list of things. Like, but she's just happy to be sitting in that damn chair. Like, so that's what she really should have said on that. And second of all, I don't know if you saw when Charlamagne Tha God was on there with talking to, who was it? Russell Simmons? Not Russell Simmons. What's his brother's name? Whatever. What?
Run?
Rev Run. And he was like, why did you go on that damn show? And he was, oh no, it wasn't him. Who was it?
I don't know.
Tamar Braxton. And Angela Yee sitting on there knowing she damn well went on the same damn show. She sat mighty quiet, looking real cute tonight with her makeup done.
Angela Yee, I mean, I like her. I don't know why there's so much hate for her. I didn't mind her being on the show.
No hate.
She always catches a lot of flack.
Thing about East Coast people is you can tell the truth and they won't be offended. Mm-hmm. Totally different from West Coast LA people.
Way different.
Yeah,
she understands. We're not hating.
We're not hating. 100.
But honestly, I mean, I'm not saying y'all hating, but she gets a lot of hate. Like, a lot of people don't want her on that show. And
she's on a very popular show.
Yeah, she was.
That's going to happen.
She was on another popular show. But let's get off of that because that's getting a little off topic.
We just talked about Angela Yee for a good 5 minutes.
We're helping her out with her press.
She's going to get...
right. More than that. More than that.
So, Kayla and Joe Button and Tahiri... I don't know. You got something to say on this one.
You know I do, but go ahead.
Well, it's about damn time. It's about damn time Kayla gets in a scene. I'm like, where the hell she been this whole season? And you know, I was like searching for Kayla the whole season.
Mm-hmm. I've been searching for her. So I've been looking for her, like, you know, where are you? Where are you at?
So Kaylin says, I allowed you to be friends with Tahiri, mm-hmm. but you ain't about to do no song with him, with her, him, her, whatever she wants to be. but you ain't about to do no song with him. What do you think about that? As a woman, is that typical? Would you allow your man to be friends with his ex-girlfriend?
I would. Would I allow it? I don't think I would have control over it.
As far as Kaylin's concerned,
I don't think I can tell my man, I'm not going to allow you to do something. I don't think and the fact that I'm even having this conversation, we wouldn't be together.
Thank you.
Damn. Sorry.
No, for real. What do you mean?
Like I'm just not going to have that conversation. Not with a grown. I'm sorry, I can't cuss. Not with a grown man. I'm not having that conversation. Damn. I'm just not.
About what?
So nobody's been in a relationship where they've had their girlfriend or boyfriend still befriend their ex.
I mean, think about it like this. Nowadays, the reality of it is, you start getting into like your mid-20s. Most likely, if you're getting serious with somebody, it's a possibility they could have a baby mama. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
That's different than being friends and on that level.
You gotta be friends on some level.
But we're talking about this level where she still, I believe, Tahiri still wants Joe.
I agree with you.
Ooh. So that's
and I also
whole
think.
Different.
Do you think Joe still wants Tahiri?
I think Joe was playing Tahiri and allowing her just to go just a little far enough, but not too far where he can still have access to her.
I mean, I've said it here before. I just thought Joe was still hitting that.
He probably is.
To be honest.
I mean, something like that goes on, you know, they probably still have something physical.
Absolutely. Because they were so. I mean, look at the last episode where she was touching on him and, you know, saying the lines. Yeah, I mean, the lyrics and all that. So,
This is all it takes. It takes some alcohol. Mm. For people that have been involved like that for so long, mm-hmm. it takes a little bit of alcohol mm-hmm. and that's it. And if they're alone, of course, it's going to pop off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But none of y'all see a problem with she's sitting there saying, like, I was the one who, you know, helped Joe get over all this stuff. You know, I'm the one who made him clean. I was there getting rid of all the drugs. For me, if you did all that, then why aren't you stepping up to make sure that this issue with Tahiri isn't an issue? I feel like if you said I was the woman, I'm the one who stepped up, well, you're not stepping up in all places because he's still out there searching for something else. I don't, because he's the one that contacted Tahiri.
He's Joe. Or brought Tahiri. She don't want to she don't want to get rid of Joe. If she barks too loud, Joe is going to leave, in my opinion.
I agree. Okay, but I mean, right there, Joe said, I don't hit you up. You're the one that calls me.
That's a
who's lying in that situation? That's what I want to know.
Right.
Well, he said that to
me. And I'll wait.
Yeah.
And I'll wait. Mm-hmm. Somebody tell me. Nobody knows the truth, and it's hard to tell with them.
I don't care what Joe says, man. There's something about familiarity of somebody that you used to be with. You know exactly what they want. Mm-hmm. You know what to do to get them there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And there's something about that continues to, you know what I'm saying? It's like a magnet effect. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you want that same feeling. Mm-hmm. And he could say what he want to say, but I know, you know, if he had an opportunity, he wouldn't pass it up.
What about Kaylin's struggle comment where she said Joe was one of the greatest rappers ever?
I think biased. Joe is very talented.
Yeah. Very talented.
In his own way.
But the greatest rapper ever?
No, bye. She knows she playing herself at that.
Okay,
but that's what's slanging her down.
From Jersey, we'll say that Redman and Joe.
From Jersey.
Jersey, no way he gets out of Jersey with that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'll go on that boat. But yeah, that's her man, so of course she's gonna
be biased.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know if anybody else picked this up in Kaylin's interview. She said, I've been doing all the work. I've been making sure that we're clean. So I caught that we're. So that means she was into drugs as well.
It could be drugs. Could be something else, you know.
Yeah, that close up, I don't know, it's something about her grill with the close up.
Oh no, her teeth are aggressive, though.
Can you please tell me, like, what
elbows and shit, right?
This whole season, like, they all got some messed up grills in this
cast. The whole cast. Consequence
except
is grill
Sean LePen.
Crazy.
Sean LePen got nice teeth.
Consequence got like an over, like, and they so dirty. The cameraman, the camera work is so dirty because they do this close up to where their whole head fills up, their teeth fill up like one third of the screen, and it's just like.
No, it looked like the walls here at AfterBuzz. To be real,
I feel like
Consequence got blank dominoes in his mouth, man.
Right, but even Kaylee, I feel like she's like struggling to keep her mouth closed because her teeth are so huge. Like, I don't know.
Yo, when her mouth is closed, I'm like, she's really pretty, and then it just like peels open, and his teeth just come out. Like, I'm like, oh damn, girl. But, all right.
Remember when Alien yes. shit
started? Oh my God, you guys are so mean.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But I mean, on a serious note, I do feel like Joe is dragging these two women along on his ride.
Yep.
And it, to me, yeah, it is kind of messed up. It's to me, that's not what a man does to a woman. And some dudes think it's cool. Some dudes think it's whatever.
Come on, man. In the Bible, like, the kings and stuff had harems.
Mm-hmm.
Mormons still do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a Western way of thinking where you can only have one wife. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you're...
I mean, I'll put this out there. I really don't care. I'm not a believer in the Bible. But, I mean, I can see where some people get that, like, maybe they did it in the olden days. But I'm like, it's 2013. Morals are different now. Values are different.
No, but hold up. She's obviously in a relationship where she feels, can you agree with this, where mm-hmm. she feels it's her and him?
In her mind, yes.
So when you're entering a relationship, that's something that needs to be discussed. Now, obviously, and maybe this was when she was on drugs, clearly that she felt, oh, Joe Biden's, yeah, I could be in a serious relationship with him and he's not going to cheat on me. Because that would not be my first thought getting into a relationship with someone like that.
That would be the drugs talking.
That's what I'm saying. So she was obviously, doing something. But do you think anything's wrong with him if you're allowing him to be friends with her to also... do a song? Like, so if you're allowing them to be friends, what's the problem with them
in my
writing
mind,
a song?
How long have they been dating?
I don't know. I was more into Tahiri's relationship.
Not that long.
With Joe,
not that long. But so, I mean, I personally wouldn't have a problem with an ex of mine doing a song with their. I mean, I'm sorry, somebody I'm dating, whatever partner, would doing a song with their ex. I mean, that's a song. Is a song. Who cares? To be honest.
It was a love.
Nobody.
I don't even know why. Now that I'm thinking about it, why would Joe even want to do that song?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
I haven't even heard the song, but
oh, you didn't.
He doesn't need like right now. He was at a good place.
You heard it.
He was,
you didn't
with,
realize
he was with Def Jam, right?
The
but
song
now he's in an even better place with you know, Shady and mm-hmm. you know, wherever he's at right there with the you know what I'm talking about. They just released the album. I don't think that would be a good look for him. If it's a passion project, do it and never let it see the light of day.
Yeah, but
I think the whole situation is whack. I think all women are weak.
They are.
Yeah,
they're on the show.
I can't stand it.
That could be the end of his run if he does that song.
We're missing that Chrissy.
Yes.
Even though she was weak at sometimes on her season with Jim.
Wait a minute, you think the Yandy's weak?
Yandy is like Chrissy's little homie.
I like Yandy.
I'm not saying she's weak. I don't know, Mendeezy. I just there's something that I didn't envision Mendeezy for her.
Really? Yeah. What kind of person do you see?
I see a Jay-Z. I see someone smarter. I see somebody with but not.
Ooh,
I saw a white man for Yandy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, she's too.
I don't see a white guy.
She's too.
So in one of the scenes, we get Rocky and Yandy, Miss Yandy, meeting up. Rocky tells her about her situation with Jin the Pin. And they go over the white comment, and they go over that she said that Consequence wanted to smash her down, get into her cake. She has the text messages and pictures to prove it. And Yandy says, girl, you need to apologize. That wasn't right.
Right.
And Rocky says, well, you know, I had to hit her with something. She actually said, and I quote, I let her choke on that ether.
Girl, by you are not rapping right now.
I let it choke on that ether.
That's how legendary Nas is. Go ahead, though. My bad.
And, you know, like to Nas. Me, I think she deserved to give Consequence and Jin the Pin an apology. When she tried, I felt Consequence came down on her way too hard. And I understood what you're saying. You're playing with my family. You're playing with my life. Playing with my son. But I felt like he thought he was talking to a dude. Like, you, there comes a time where you have to realize this is a woman you're talking to. She's apologizing. Let it ride.
Yeah, but it's New York, and it's just how you, I don't know, like, the girls out there, like, the way they all, I don't know, they all talk on the same level, like, you're hearing girls,
they're
like,
aggressive.
You, yeah, you see how Yandy is, and I said, Yandy, to me, she feels like she's the dude in the relationship, like, how she treats Mendeecees.
Right.
It's just the New York woman, like.
And what happens is, like, one of my homies told me, like, you can't, I was out there trying to talk to girls when I was in New York for, like, the first time. And I was like, hey, what's, how you doing, sweetheart? And it was like, yo, you got to grab New York women by the arm.
Yep.
Say, come here. What's happening? You know
really?
What I'm saying? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So they're aggressive like that.
Now, and that's not did you good. Guys think at all Jen was racist?
A little bit.
I just got dumb white girl. I don't think it was racist.
A little bit.
How can it be bit. Racism?
I don't.
I mean, I. And
she's maybe, a black baby. She's married to a black man.
Maybe this is just me and how I grew up. I always think anytime a white person throws out any type of negative comment about a black person, there's an underlying racist view that they have. They may not really be racist, but it's still there in their mind.
You know what? I think they're the nigger. Mm-hmm. When they do stuff like that, especially, and you don't say something like that that's touchy, in the heat of the battle of the words, that's just plain ignorance,
right? Because there's thousands of things you can get say to get at somebody instead of using the race card.
But she's a nigger. I think she used that. Remember when Rocky said, "I'm going to white her wrong"?
Yeah.
So I think she was coming at her from that angle when she said it first.
And well, she says that's where I was coming from. She
right.
said I was going. That's where I was coming from because mm-hmm. she said it first.
She
that's
said
what
it
she
first,
said.
Right?
But I don't care if she said it first. It doesn't make it right.
But also, you're not
right.
thinking about what's right in the heat of the moment,
right.
like Rocky said. I mean, I didn't know. I just started saying that. Yeah, your man fucked me. Like,
and Rocky was trash for saying that too. I'm not saying Rocky was not trash. I'm just saying, I always think, and just in my head, and everybody I know, they're going to comment and say, I'm dumb, I'm this, but I always think that I grew up in a community where I was called a nigger. I was called these things, and I'm not even full black. Y'all get that. So, you know.
Black enough.
I mean, hey, but my grandfather always said, even though you're mixed, you always will be a black man in everybody's eyes. And, hey. That's just what happens. What did everybody think about Consequence's diss record? He even went as far to make a damn diss record
that
about
was
Rocky.
Corny.
That was corny as hell. Come on,
boo-boo.
Dog.
Garbage.
Come on, dog.
I don't even know how people like that get on TV. And I love you, Mona. I love you, Mona Scott.
You're the first person to say that.
Oh, yeah.
She's cool. She gave me an opportunity and she offered me my own show. But that's on another page. But, I mean, these characters. L'Oreal. Consequence. They're getting
Winter.
Good looks. Try to host a couple parties after the show, you know, after the season. But music is not really for them in my eyes.
Well, what about Consequence going on Power 105 talking about he mad at Kanye West and feels like
he doesn't even he can't even say that.
Can't even say his name. Like that is a sin.
Don't even talk. Well, you know my view. Kanye is the man to me. I think he broke a lot of boundaries in hip hop. And he's just a great dude to me. So
yeah, you don't need to.
Hey, if Consequence, your cards didn't play out right, then next time I hope you get a better hand.
Yeah, and you don't. You're in New York, man. Why would you shit on somebody that could possibly help you? You know
yep.
what I'm saying? I'll tell you what that spearheaded by 105.1 Breakfast Club. You gotta have some type of drama on there.
You do.
They don't ever have a boring show. And they can't. Well, I'm saying that they try to get shit like that out of you.
Yeah,
they do.
Their show is really dope. I guess
the show is dope, but I mean, hey, they have had some duds.
Yeah,
a couple duds.
Every show.
So now one of the big stories, Yandy getting her body back in shape. working it out, just had a baby.
Hold up, before we get to that, we didn't even mention how Tahiri popped that bitch right in the head.
Oh, I was gonna get to that.
Oh, because we just talked about that thing. But go ahead. All right, never mind.
But speaking of interruptions though, I gotta speak about iTunes for a second. We'd love if you go to iTunes, download, rate, subscribe, leave us comments. I will be checking this week on comments about the show. And giving shout-outs next week. And really, we do appreciate the feedback. We love y'all, and we do take it to heart. So we want to hear what your voice has to say. Please do that for us.
Rate us 5 stars.
And rate us 5 stars. Number one.
And buy my album.
What's the album title?
While you're on iTunes, Castaway.
There you go. Castaway.
Right after you purchase Castaway by Scipio XO, a.k.a. Lil Baby Jesus.
Bang, bang.
Subscribe, rate, and leave us a comment. And leave him a comment on his album.
Yes.
A lot of good comments on there.
There you go.
So, now we get Yandy getting the body right. We'll get to the fight a little bit later. She's working out with her cousin. So, last week, I didn't think it was her cousin. So, the editing made it seem a little suspect. So, mm-hmm. Now that I saw it was her cousin, I'm kind of not mad at it. Like,
at what? The picture?
Yeah, the picture that he posted.
How'd you feel?
I don't feel any type of way about it.
I don't feel any type of way. But at the same time, I understand where Mendeezy was coming from.
Yeah.
What? Well, I do.
I don't want my what? Girl's ass.
I
my
do.
Baby
I understand
ass,
where he's coming from.
Nowhere online.
Okay. Dude, I get it.
You're
I understand
not the woman
it.
For me if my baby mama ass is online.
Well, hang on. Look at it this way, though. We all got to grow up here and be adults because people work out, and that's how somebody actually really works out. So,
right.
so get her from a different angle.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Don't get her big ass. I don't even know who it is by you showing this shot.
That's true.
I mean, and that's why I think America is so messed up is we always think things are supposed to be sexual when it's truly not.
No. He was upset because she was bugging out on him because he was putting shirtless pictures of him on Instagram.
And liking big booty chicks. Yeah. Yes. Remember?
So he's like, oh, if I stop doing this.
Okay.
Right.
And that's where I can see why he would have.
That's why I'm team.
But
Mendeezy
to hit somebody over it and get into a physical altercation?
No, it's not about him hitting. It's about the fact that he's disrespecting me. Oh, so now you're going to start working out when I'm trying to talk to you? Now you're going to ignore what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then he's disrespecting her by eating up her family.
But he wasn't talking. Yes, true. But I'm having a conversation with you, man to man.
Man to man, but you coming up in here talking about. First, he said, and why are you just working out while I'm talking to you? So he stands up. Well, now you're going to stand up? It's like, then what the hell do you want me to do? You told me not to work out, so now I'm going to stand up and meet you eye to eye. What's up? And then he hits him. To me, that just shows that's why Mendeezy was in the situation he was.
You don't hit people with bodyguards around, man. You ask them, can you catch that fade off top? I'm not going to hit you, but if you don't take the picture down, you're going to have to catch this fade. Every time I see you until it comes down.
I mean,
straight up and down.
I just love New York, man. It's just so sexy.
That's surprising to me. That's surprising to me.
You really from LA?
Yeah.
Oh, but I said he got a New York swag though, don't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. A Jersey swag, not New York.
Oh, Jersey.
Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, this whole episode to me was entertaining. Finally, I got something worth watching. Because the last few episodes, we were kind of like, mm-hmm. What is going on? We were going to get some fights. But let's get into an interview with XO. Scipio. Let's do this. What?
Scipio. XO.
Baby Jesus.
How do you say? Sip? Scipio?
Do you say seeping on some juice?
Sipping. Scipio. Scipio. I was reading that online and I was like, did that say Scorpio? Oh, Scipio. Okay.
People murder it all the time, fam.
So, I mean, when we first got introduced to you, at least as far as the pop culture, it was on Love and Hip Hop.
Okay. Yep. True story.
True story. But you were around before that, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an award-winning songwriter and a hip-hop artist and an actor.
Tell us a little bit about who found you or who you started the game with.
I came in the game with a rapper by the name of Razzcast. Okay. Well, he kind of introduced me. I have a saying, I believe everybody needs a mentor, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I didn't know that then, but he became my mentor, showed me the ropes, took me on tour, so on and so forth. Eventually went on to do my own thing and branch off. So you always need a mentor, and that was kind of like my mentor.
Razzcast is a big deal, a very big deal.
Yeah, and it started from there, and then shortly after that, I met Game, mm-hmm. and we became really, really good friends, and then he got a deal, went on tour with him, did my thing there, continued to write, placed one of the biggest songs of my career, which was Here We Go, okay. Trina featuring Kelly Rowland.
Okay.
So that was the biggest song of Trina's career, and that did a lot of good things for me.
So tell us about the Game situation. I mean, that was before the G Unit deal, right?
Yeah. That was before G Unit. Then the G Unit deal came.
How did you meet Game?
Through a guy named Dougie D.
Okay.
He found Game and then took Game to Desperados, which was a publishing company. A production company. And then Desperados had the relationship, from my understanding, with Dr. Dre and everything. So took him over there. Put him on G-Unit, and he eventually did his thing.
And then I want everybody to understand his connection to Love and Hip Hop. How did you come into contact with Samaya Reese, who actually is one of our good friends? And we heard about you from a long time ago. She used to talk about you. How did that come into play?
Well, I was rapping, you know, at Venice Beach. I was rapping for Change, and she came up and said, "You sound good."
She just walked up to you?
No, I'm fucking with you.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Nah, we met a while back. I do some things...
I could really see her doing that because she's very open.
Yeah, I do some philanthropist things, you know, philanthropy. So a toy drive that I do, a celebrity toy drive. She was at the first one, and she was one of our guests. So, you know, we met there, and we continued to be friends. And she was having a really hard time on that show. And she called me and she asked me to, you know, have her back. And, you know, they just flew me out there.
I'm loving hip-hop.
She was, all that shit was like, she was really calling me crying like, "These motherfuckers." And I just had to listen, you know, what any friend would do. And I was like, you know, whatever you need me to do. Then they flew me out there. I thought I was going to have to punch on some people.
Uh-oh.
But, I didn't.
Like the experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's all a part of life. Life is a journey, so, you know, it was fun.
As far as pop culture, I think everybody, most people knew you from there, but I actually remember that something about Kat Stacks was trying to expose you way back in the day when she was popping.
You know you made it when.
What was that about?
I'm
sure a lot of viewers have questions about the Kat Stacks situation, especially now she's coming back.
Hit me on Twitter if you have questions. Can we skip? Is there a skip button?
No, yeah, we can skip.
I want to ask you this. So you said, you know, I asked you about being on the show because some people don't like it. Some people choose not to go back that road. But you said something about Mona offering you a show. Is that something that was in the past that you turned down or in the future?
After we shot all my scenes and we did everything, she was like, "Yo, it's gonna be a good look, you know what I'm saying, for you, and a lot of the girls are gonna be all over you." I was thinking about something. Obviously she discussed it with her counterparts or whatever. She offered me a dating show. And at the time there was a whole bunch going on in my life. My daughter is 2.5 now, and I had to make a lot of decisions, and I didn't want to be seen as, you know, a gimmick. I didn't want to be on there like
that. Was smart.
First of all, I'm not going to get involved in any physical altercations because I've done that. I've been to the county jail several times, and this shit's not a game. You know what I'm saying? I don't play fight just to play fight. For ratings, although, you know, I would have garnered more money and all that stuff, but I eventually, you know, kind of strayed away from that idea of me doing a romance show, and for you know, moral reasons.
So you strayed off the romance show, but if it was a show that was about your life and it was serious and in depth, would you go back into reality television?
Definitely.
If it was serious,
I actually we're in talks now to do something in regards to single fatherhood.
Okay, awesome. I think that would be awesome because That's something we do need to see.
Absolutely.
Black men don't get a chance to have that positive role as black as a black father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not saying I have to be like this Mormon dude that, you know, doesn't
do that's wrong not life. Shit,
but, you know, I get it in, but it has to be organic. Like, I'm not just about to go punch on somebody
right
because you need these ratings.
Well, I mean, and I wanted to bring that. It's funny that you bring up punching on somebody, because another thing that I remember you from is a fight at 740 with Bishop Lamont.
Who's that?
Hey, I'm just asking, is that something that you comfortable with talking about? It was all over the news.
He bit you?
He bit him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I remember seeing photos of him biting you.
Yeah, this is going to be here for life. It was a gash.
You got your shots and everything after that.
Yeah, I did get my rabies shot.
But coming from Black Wall Street, I mean, you guys probably work a lot with Interscope and Dre's camp. I mean,
we were extremely controversial. And, you know, anybody say something wrong about the camp, we going at them. You know, that's how it was.
Right.
When I was over there tough with that camp. And that's what it was. I mean, we were getting fights all the time.
Are you still with Black Wall Street at this point?
Well, Game is a really good friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? So we'll always have our relationship. But as far as my business and music, I have my own company, The 100 Club.
Okay.
And I'm moving things like that. I just dropped the album in October.
Okay.
So.
Now, as far as you as an artist, where do you find your creativeness comes from? Like, what inspired you with this album versus your last album?
This album, Castaway, was I had my daughter on my mind heavy.
Like, what kind of thoughts come from that?
Like, I just looked at the game and I saw the only thing that they were really giving a good look to was a bunch of niggerfied music, you know. And I'm all about it if it comes to that, but Trinidad James.
Yeah,
but I just wasn't going to be out there beefing with people just to get hot on World Star. I wanted to stray away from that. I did so much of that. Like, I was a super rider, you know what I'm saying, for Black Wall Street. Like, you know?
So for Scipio, where do you see yourself going in music in the next 5 years? What's your plan?
I watched a couple Kanye interviews, and I was really inspired by those in a sense that wherever he wants to go musically, it's like a painting. He paints it. He just does it no matter what anybody says.
Right.
You know, no matter what anybody says, how he feels about a record, you know, that he does that. And I think that I'm talented enough to be successful making music like that. Okay. Staying more true to myself. If I feel turned up one day, you're gonna hear it. And if anybody got a problem with it,
you don't care.
You know,
so right now
you're popping.
Right.
So you said your project dropped last October?
This past October.
This past October.
Yeah.
Are you going on tour?
I'm gonna start doing some spot dates, but different places, but I'm figuring all that out now.
Okay.
And what about acting? I know you said that you were an actor.
I have a good one of my good friends is a producer, film and television, and you know, he's been getting his grind on for a while. Shout out to my bro Datari Turner. He did Megan Good are, mm-hmm. are, you know, yeah, got some good things going on, and they did Video Girl, and we just shot a movie, Monica, where I have my first lines in a feature film. That's cast is really dope.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? So
now you know the big question's coming though. Are you still with Samaya? Still messing with Samaya?
Is that the big question?
Right? I mean, I think a lot of people.
For the Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop.
This is the Love and Hip Hop.
This is the Love and Hip Hop show.
So you have to expect the Samaya question to come up.
Me and Samaya are we're friends. We're friends. Cool. And you know, I mean, that's what it is. I'll always be there if she ever needs me to support her, and she'll do the same.
Yeah,
but right. You know, that's what it is. That's where it is.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I heard that.
Is that a good answer?
No, women.
Not political.
Well, you guys, yeah.
I mean,
but women are gonna be like, okay, so what does that mean? Friends with benefits. Friends.
Is she happy with that?
Because we gonna have her on the show next, and we gonna ask the same question.
Save me, fellas. Save me.
Well, all right.
I'm not asking. I'm just saying for women, we're going to be like, okay, that didn't really answer the question. I understand, ladies. I understand.
Am I going to get myself into a Joe Budden situation?
Right.
All right, wait. My big question for you is, what's next for you? Like, how often do you... I mean, I'm sure you're always in the studio, because since you walked in the door here at AfterBuzz, music has just been flowing out of your mouth, conversations. Yeah. As far as you, do you put a time span on, okay, well, I dropped it in October, you know, we need to start doing new music, I want to release another project. What's next for you as far as this year?
Well, I've already started creatively working on my stuff, collecting beats for the next project, but I still have a lot of ground to gain with this Castaway project.
Mm-hmm.
And Felly Fell has played, I think, two or three of my singles.
Big.
One of my singles was on ESPN for a good 6 months, building up to the album release. And just waiting for the stars to align, because I really, I like the project a lot. I spent a lot of time on it, and I'm going to continue to work it, but I am working on new music for the next project.
Where can we download Castaway at, or purchase Castaway?
Anywhere. iTunes.
iTunes?
Yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all go out there and do that. I actually got a chance to hear your stuff before, so it's solid work. It is solid work.
Are you a big Twitterer?
I tweet.
Is it easy for fans to...
I tweet at it.
I speak to my followers. Whenever they hit me up or at me, I try my best to hit them up. Yeah. Hit them right back.
Okay. And we got anything... as far as upcoming events, anything coming soon that the fans can reach out? Do you have a website that you can get to?
Yeah, I am Scipio. Spell that.
Scipio.
S-C-I-P-I-O.
Y'all need to get that right, though, because I messed it up twice already. Scipio.
Twice, that's it?
Right, yeah, you bugging.
Twice.
You murdered that shit.
Hey.
Scipi, Scorpi, Soupy.
Yeah, I did.
I'm just going to call you
But that's what I do on this show. That's what I do on this show, but to be honest, thank you for coming on, man.
Wait, and give him your Twitter handle, too.
Yeah,
your Twitter.
At Scipio is back.
Scipio is back?
Scipio is back.
S-C-I-P-I-O is back.
I got some quick news and gossip, very quick, for y'all.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I just found out Erica Mena is worth $50,000.
Bye.
That's like not nothing. But I guess Erica was hosting an event in a nail salon in Manhattan and had an exchange of words with some girl named Tiffany that I guess claims to have been messing with Rich Dollars, and they fought. And it's all on camera. You saw that, right?
Yes.
You saw the video?
I saw the video.
She looked crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, the next day, announced that she's pregnant. What the hell is going on? How's a pregnant girl going to be fighting on camera?
Erica Mena is pregnant?
Erica Mena is pregnant.
Oh, there goes your single.
And we don't know the baby daddy yet. And like I said, I'll hold. I want
to
know.
Oh, yeah. I really pray to little baby Jesus that it's not Rich Dollars. That'll be so amazing for next season.
That brother does not need another kid. And we all know that. We all know
How many kids that dude got?
I heard
enough for him to be living in his mama's house. I don't know if you saw his bedroom scene. I was looking at his room like, you and Erica be sitting up in that little twin bed. Like, I can't.
Don't be up on TV with that little struggle bed, that twin bed mattress.
And he looked like he went back to his mama's house. Like, Mama, can I film Love and Hip Hop here?
That's messed up.
Wait, what else?
So, do you think that he should be on another, you know,
season?
Yeah.
His
character is dead.
You know what though? I'm not even like feeling this.
Well, the thing about
hip-hop season.
Nah,
now,
not
honestly, the Joe Budden thing is okay, but it's not like epic to me. Like,
you know what? I've hit Mona several times, and told her to bring it to L.A.
She needs to,
and I'm really surprised.
I'll handle all that shit.
That would be epic.
I'll be her point person. I can get anybody on the West Coast.
Okay, then I gotta ask you this. Who would you get West Coast rappers to be on Love and Hip Hop LA? Crooked Eye.
I can get, that's my, come on. All these guys.
Eastwood.
Anybody you want. Game, Nipsey.
Well, Game got his own show.
He has his own show. But of course.
Who would your cast be?
Who would your cast be? Yeah.
Who would my cast
And roughly, be? Doesn't it, well, you can actually answer this better than I can. Does the cast kind of revolve more around the females as far as they pick the females?
Oh, that's right. And then it would have to be...
And it involves the guys? Or is it that they said, no, we want Jim Jones on the show, so Chrissy comes with that?
I mean, the show revolves around, I think it revolves, well, from my understanding, it revolves around the woman and their relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they're, coincidentally, they're, all the relationships they're in have something to do with hip hop.
Well, man, just give us one. Okay, who do you think, female out here in LA that's popping in hip hop?
Or married or with somebody.
Or married to somebody.
Okay, what about Yessie Ortiz from Power 106?
All right.
Phenomenal personality.
You think she would do it, though? I mean,
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
That's actually a good one.
And who else?
Woman, wise, girls. Throw some names out there and I'll tell you.
I want the OGs. Like, I would love Simone Smith, like LO's wife and Snoop's wife Simone to do a show. They would never do
it. LO wouldn't even let Simone do it.
She wouldn't. It's not about him.
Who else is affiliated? Just shout some names out.
Boy.
Oh, well, there's.
Well, here's one that I. It's funny you said this because I don't know. Rapper Diamond has been hanging out in LA lately. And
oh, the girl?
Low key, I was kind of like.
Let me just say this. I'm sorry not to interrupt you, but it won't be hard. These women don't have to be from LA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because LA is such
a transit
where everybody
city.
Wants to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they could even pull someone like Trina in because she's always out here hanging with Kim Kardashian. And
I could make that call.
There you go.
You know who I want to. Angel Brinks. Angel Brinks is somebody I would want to see on that show. And if you don't know Angel Brinks, Google her. She is banging. And she's from Cali, so get it together.
And I would give one OG West Coast rapper like MC8.
Damn. You want to go to MC8? Damn.
That would be awesome.
That name ain't been brought up in years.
Yo, but we did a song together. He was just on Kendrick Lamar's album. And he's an interesting character.
You know who I think they would get?
Still got a Jerry Curl.
I would definitely want to see my brothers, my fam. I would want to see Corrupt. I would want to see Roscoe.
That's my big brother.
Hey, that's fam right there. I would definitely want to see them. I don't think Corrupt would be up to doing a reality show.
You never know. Yeah, you never know.
Let's call him.
I don't know if he would want to do a reality show. I don't think Corrupt, that's Corrupt's lane.
He's super gangster, so he'll be like, nah, cuz, I'm cool. I'm cool, cuz.
But I would love to see his.
Well, you know, he was on that MTV show. What was it called? Swag and the One Tiger was on or something. It didn't make it to air.
Yeah, he was the host.
But he was the host of that for a quick.
But that was not in his life.
I could probably get, like, well, I know I could get. Well, if they're interested, like YG.
That would be cool. Damn. Too short.
I don't know why YG would do a reality show.
I don't know because he's
kind of
right
popping
there before he pops off.
Yeah, he's kind of
so he really
right
doesn't
now.
Need a, you know, just stay in hip hop and do his thing. But
all right, we want to thank y'all for tuning in today. We definitely want to thank Scipio, XO, yo. I am Mikey 3000 Watch. You can find me on Twitter at Mikey 3000 Watch. Where can we find you, brother?
Scipio is back. At Scipio's back.
There we
Instagram, is. Instagram, Twitter.
Scipio.
Instagram and Twitter, y'all.
DJ Jesse J.
Ashita Onre.
The lovely, beautiful.
Say that again.
Ashita Onre.
One more time.
Ashita.
Slower.
We got a little love and hip hop connection in here.
I was love and hip hop connection right here.
I'm playing Rocky right now. I'm playing Rocky. I'm flirting.
We're going to have a story for you guys next week.
I know, right?
We'll be back next week. We love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry for messing up today. Next week, I'll be more refined.
It's hot in here.
And it's hot as hell.
Peace and love.
It's winter. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Download the album Castaway on iTunes.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.